Good morning. Will you please rise for the processional hymn? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbor as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together in Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith.
Amen.
Please rise. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with
you. O Lord Jesus Christ, make us instruments of your peace, that where there we may sow love, where there is injury, pardon, and where there is despair, hope. Grant, O Divine Master, that we may seek to console, to understand, and to love in your name. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
The first lesson is from Genesis 45, chapter 45, verses 3 to 11 and 15. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?" But his brothers could not answer him, so dismayed were they at his presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "Come closer to me." And they came closer. He said, "I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed or angry with yourselves because you sold me here. God sent me before you to preserve life. For the famine has been in the land these 2 years, and there are 5 more years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvest. God sent me before you to preserve for you a remnant on earth, and to keep alive for you many survivors. So it was not you who sent me here, but God. He has made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and ruler over all the land of Egypt. Hurry and go up to my father and say to him, 'Thus says your son Joseph, God has made me lord of all Egypt. Me, do not delay. You shall settle in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near me, you and your children's children, as well as your flocks, your herds, and all that you have. I will provide for you there, since there are 5 more years of famine to come, so that you and your household and all that you have will not come to poverty.' And he kissed all his brothers and wept upon them, and after that his brothers talked with him." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is from Psalm 37. Do not fret,
Peter.
For they will soon fade like grass. Trust in the Lord and do good. Take delight in the Lord. Commit your way to the Lord.
Trust in him and he will act.
He will make your vindication shine like the light.
And the justice of your cause like the noonday.
Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him.
Do not fret over those who
refrain from anger and forsake wrath. For the wicked shall be cut off.
That those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land.
Yet a little while, and the wicked will be no more.
Nor will the diligent inquire of the wicked, they will not be there.
But the meek shall inherit the land.
And delight themselves in abundant prosperity.
The salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. The Lord helps them and rescues them.
He rescues them from the wicked and saves them from the house they take refuge.
The second reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. But someone will ask, "How are the dead raised? With what kind of body do they come?" Fool, what you sow does not come to life unless it dies. And as for what you sow, you do not sow the body that is to be, but a bare seed, perhaps of wheat or of some other grain. But God gives it a body as he has chosen, and to each kind of seed its own body. So it is with the dead. What is sown is perishable. What is raised is imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a physical body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there is a physical body, there is also a spiritual body. Thus it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. But it is not the spiritual that is first, but the physical, and then the spiritual. The first man was from the earth, made of dust. This is from heaven. As one of dust, so are those who are of the dust. And as one of heaven, so are those who are of heaven. Just as we have borne the image of the one of dust, we will also bear the image of the one of heaven. What I am saying, brothers and sisters, is this. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. The word of the Lord.
The Gospel reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verses 27 through 38.
Glory to you, O Lord.
But I say to you who are listening, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who asks of you. And if anyone takes away what is yours, do not ask for it back again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you expect to receive payment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. Instead, love your enemies, do good, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap, for the measure you give will be the measure you get back. Please be seated. Will you pray with me for a moment, please? Holy God, may the words that I speak and the meditations of all the listening hearts be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. O Lord, may all that is said and thought, felt and done in this time be guided by your Holy Spirit only. Amen. It's a difficult saying of Jesus, isn't it? When you read those words, love your enemies, do good to those who do evil to you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who are your enemies. And the tendency is to say, what? You're asking me to do what? How can I do that? Isn't it only fair? I mean, if somebody does something really bad to me, shouldn't that person pay for it? If somebody is really hateful, shouldn't they be faced with that? Should I just say, okay, beat me up? Our response is to, I think, as human beings, is to back off from this. To say, Lord, this is really hard. Why are you to do this? You know, people today, psychologists today, are saying human beings are made, please excuse me, human beings are made to mirror one another. So if you sit down to talk with somebody and they're grumpy and hostile, pretty soon you're going to be going grumpy and hostile back. And if they're friendly and warm, you respond to them with friendliness and warmth. You've found that, right? What some person does, we mirror. Have you ever been sitting around a table and pretty soon you're folding your arms? And pretty soon, the table is folding their arms? I've seen that. And so you move. So you're not doing what everybody else does and you lean on your hand. And then everybody else is leaning on their hands too. We mirror each other. It's just, somehow it's innate in us. It's something we do. And Jesus is saying, if somebody approaches you with hostility, don't mirror it back. And that's hard for us because it's our first reaction to mirror whatever somebody is offering us. Now, why would Jesus say that? Why would he ask us to do something that's this difficult, really goes against some of our ideas of what's fair? Why does he ask that? Well, for one thing, he tells us this is God's way. This is what God is like. God is merciful to everybody, no matter whether they are nice people or nasty people. God loves them. God is good to them. God causes his rain to fall on the just and the unjust. God cares for people. This is the God whom Paul tells us died for us while we were yet sinners, for us while we were enemies of God. He uses those very words. He says, while we were enemies of God, God died for us. Jesus says, this is the kind of God God is. You are God's people. And if you follow this way, hard as it is, then you will be acting in God's way. You will be mirroring God instead of your enemy. One of the things that this does for us is that it allows us to break that cycle. Have you ever watched your toddlers into some kind of embroilment with other toddlers? It happens. Somebody has a toy, and somebody else wants to play with it. But the first child says, no, you can't, it's mine. So the second child grabs it. And the first child hits the second child. And the second child pushes the first child. And by then, everybody's crying. Nobody is happy. And as you go to try to disentangle all of this and set things right, you start asking, why did you do this? Well, he did that. Why did you do it? Well, she did that. Just this, it escalates. And adults get caught in those kinds of things. It escalates. We get trapped in this spiral of hatred and nastiness and sin, because that's what it is, ultimately. We're wishing evil for this person who has been so bad to us. And Jesus says, look, break that connection. You don't have to mirror that other person. You don't have to do what they did. You don't have to give them back what they gave to you. You can mirror God instead. And when you do that, you are set free from your bondage to your enemy's scenario. Because if your enemy comes to you in hostility or wanting to do you some kind of harm, you don't have to be in bondage to that. We can all say no. and respond more quietly, with some love. We don't have to feel any kind of warm, fuzzy emotions for our enemies. We don't have to feel the way we do towards those people whom we love so dearly in our families or our close friends. But we have to be careful of their welfare and remember that they are made in the image of God as much as we are. That connection, when we say, no, I don't think I'm going there, that's when we're set free. We can do then what we have chosen, what we think is God's way, instead of the other. And we offer to the person who is being hostile to us an opportunity. We're saying to that person, look, I'm willing to stop this. I don't hate you. I don't want bad things to happen to you. And you offer them a way to mirror your good intentions, to mirror your love. They may not take it, but you've made the offer. They know that they can be set free as well. You're sort of re-gifting the mercy that God has shown you to them and saying, here, you can have this if you will. It's very difficult. It can be very risky. Think about Joseph in that story that you heard this morning. He had, if anyone, a right to be angry. His brothers had taken him just like a kid and thrown him in a pit and sold him off as a slave, him into a far country with terrible things. His own brothers did this to him. And yet, when they come into him in their need, he could have exacted a good deal of vengeance. He had the power. He had the food. He had the key to their escape from famine. He could have said, no, we have nothing to give you, go away, and sent them back to suffer. He could have said, yeah, you can come in, but you have to be my slaves, and brought them in to suffer and suffer degradation. The way was different. He chose God's way, and he said, welcome, I am your brother Joseph. Come to me and I will take care of you. And he began a great thing for the nation of Israel. He brought them into Egypt where they flourished for many years and from where God would release them to lead them to the promised land. But it was Joseph, it was his choice not to return evil for evil that made that happen. It's an amazing thing. It is dangerous because you make yourself vulnerable to the other person. Christ did it, and Christ died on the cross. And it was hard for him. He spent that last night in agony in Gethsemane. But he did it to win life for us all. But he died to do it. It's risky. It can be risky for us to be vulnerable to our enemies or those we think are our enemies. But it's what Christ says. Do it. Mirror God, enemy. Walk in God's ways. And you discover that you are truly the children of God, that you have that great privilege of being the ones who carry God's love into the world, who act as Christ's hands and feet and hearts. When you carry that compassion, even for the undeserving, to them and offer it and say, here. I've heard stories that people say are true, of men who have met a mugger in an alley and said, here, you can have my watch too, and you look kind of cold, let me give you my coat. And the mugger didn't know what to do. This is not his agenda. And the guy who had been robbed said, "Hey, there's a restaurant over here, and I'm pretty hungry. Come on over there and let's have a meal." And would you believe it? The guy went. The mugger went. And they sit down and they have a meal and they kind of chat. And the guy who was robbed says, "Well, I would love to pay for your meal. So you have all the money. So if you give me back my wallet, I'll pay for your meal. I'll be glad to." The guy gives him back his wallet. So he pays for the meal, and they're leaving, and he gives the guy who was robbed, gives this guy a 20, and he says, "You might be able to use this, but I want something for it. I want your knife." And the guy gives him his knife. And he said, that young man walked off with my coat, my watch, without his knife. And I don't know what became of him. But he said, "For that one moment, we had that time together, just sitting, sharing a meal. The mugger and the mugged." And he said, "I asked him before he left, what do you really want to do with your life? There's no future in robbing people." And he said, "This guy got real sad. It was like, I don't think there is any. I don't know if there is any hope for me. But maybe that one moment of kindness, when the mean to mug and rob met him with kindness as a human being, maybe that made a difference in his life. We can only hope so. Those things happen. They don't always happen, but they do. May we, by the grace of Christ, who will help us if we're in those situations, may we do likewise. May we be the mirrors of God, reflecting God's love and kindness and mercy, even to those who would do us harm. Thanks be to God. Amen. Our hymn of the day is hymn 801, "Change My Heart, O God." Please rise for the confession of faith, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the forgiveness of sins, the communion of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the Spirit of Christ shining upon us, let us boldly pray for the Church, the world, and all of creation. Surprising God, you call us to love our enemies and to show kindness in the face of cruelty. Let our actions be a shining witness of your overwhelming grace for all. God of grace. As animals hibernate and fields lie dormant, let them be a reminder that life and faith are not static, but always changing and growing. May we, with all creation, trust that the ending of one thing promises life in a new way. God of grace. We pray for leaders and policymakers who work to reduce violence in our nations and towns. Give your wisdom and discernment amid heated arguments and differing viewpoints. God of grace. We pray for victims of abuse and violence. Provide safe shelter and new beginnings to those who are experiencing domestic violence and dangerous situations. Enfold with love all who seek your healing care, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. God of grace, empower our faith communities to be signs of your gracious love. Bless the local ministries of parish nursing and caregiving, that they will be a voice for those in need in our communities. God of grace. We give thanks for the enduring witness of those who have died before us. May their lives in you provide a witness of your everlasting grace. God of grace. We entrust our prayers to you, O God, in the sure and certain hope that your promise is revealed among the people. Amen. The peace of the Lord. Please join now in the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Wants to come for a children's sermon. Come on, Wyatt Jackson. What about you, Finn? What about you, Charlie? Well, did you bring your Bible?
Yes.
Oh, he doesn't want to get too close. Whoa. Okay, so last week, there was the Bible presentation. Finn was gone. You guys will get your Bibles. But we talked about, as we talked about the commandments and commandments, last week we talked about the greatest commandment and the new commandments. What were they about, Charlie?
They were
about, we just talked about it today. Everything in the in my bulletin today was
about the greatest commandment?
Yeah. Loving one another, the greatest commandment. I'm the Lord your God, love me with all your, right? Heart, soul, and mind. And love one another as you love me. And those guys mark those things, those passages in their Bible where, you know, February is like Valentine's month, and every it's like, ooh, mushy Valentine's gloves, right? Guess what? It's in the Bible, which is older than me. In the Bible, God wrote, love one another, right? We should be loving to each other. Even when we wrestle and fight, or if we don't agree with people, we still should love them. Did you hear her say that today? Yep, that's what she said. Now we have a new verse. Yeah, I know. But you know what I did? I marked mine in my Bible with a highlighter. You guys can use these. You guys don't have your Bible yet?
I have.
Do you have a Bible? Well, go home and mark that. Your Bible yet?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's in Miss Lacey's room in there. And this one is in the book of 1 John, which is almost to the very end of the Bible. Look at it. It's clear back there. There's two Johns. This is in 1 John. And it says, it is 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. What does that say? Everyone who loves is born of God. So go home and mark that. You can mark it with a marker like that. Mark it with a highlighter. Let me show you. I found mine from last week. How did you mark yours, Charlie? Look, I use that. The new commandment is?
God will also glorify him himself and will in that words, little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me as I said to the Jews. Now I say to you, where am I going? You cannot come. I give you a new commandment. That you love one another just as I have loved you. Also, you should love one another by this. Everything will know that you are my disciples of one another.
That means if we give love, people know that we are Christians. They'll know we are Christians by our love for each other, right? That's a song. All right, get out of here. Get out of here. No, just back to the pew.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year, it is the seventh Sunday after Epiphany. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person and by to the with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday this week to Neil Polson, Kayla Carter, Lacey Zavison, Coulter Rabin, Ken Dyer, Jeremiah Christian. Happy anniversary this week to Ron and Rita Funk. Before I let Killy have a minute, I just want to remind you, our bishop is going to be with us for Holy Week. There's going to be baptisms on Monday, Thursday, so if you know of a child that missed getting baptized, lots of them because of COVID, we will be having those baptisms. And then we will have confirmation on Easter Sunday with Bishop. Well, I was hoping she'd have good news for us. Maybe she'll surprise us. And now we have Kelly.
Tomorrow is Daily Bread. From 5:30 to 6:30, we're having soups and pie, sponsored by Anderson's. So please come and join us. And if you would like to help, let me know. Thank you.
Yeah, we will have the offering collected at this time. I'll have you take the plate.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now forever. Our recessional hymn is hymn number 800, Spirit of God, Descend Upon My Heart. Serve the Lord.